The following podcast is recommended for mature audiences only. The following podcast is recommended for adults only. Maturity is not a requirement.
Hello and welcome to episode 67 of Dear Download, a podcast about the music industry, Download Festival, and everything else related to rock and metal. I messed that up. I know I did, but I think I got it in a roundabout way.
That was pretty much it. It's just not word for word.
Yeah, pretty much. So we've just spent three episodes talking about the headliners for Download this year, two of which had self-titled albums. And I'm sure, I mean, a lot of you will know, most other bands have self-titled albums, so I thought let's just do a self-titled episode. So that's why this episode is called Dear Download, Dear Download.
Yes! Finally! Some bands release their self-titled as like their first album. We're not one of those.
No.
We wait like two or three, then we do the self-titled.
We wait 67.
Hit 67 albums, and then we hit them with our self-titled.
So yeah, as I just said, we've just done three episodes on the headliners of Download Festival. In a couple of episodes time, we got coming up, we'll be starting our countdown to Download, which will be talking about every single band that's playing across the whole weekend, everything else we can think of. We go hard at that point. So we wanted an episode where we just take it easy, talk about whatever the hell we want, and see where we go. So I hope you enjoy this one. That was a long intro. I'm Adam. And as always, I am joined by Simon. How are you doing, my man?
Hello, my man. How are you doing?
My man.
You good?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Very good. Doing good. All right.
That's just good. Good. What do you want to talk about?
Well, the first thing I should probably say is a massive congratulations to you.
To who?
To you.
To Stu for not being on the podcast.
Stu.
Stu. Oh, I'm from Wolves. Oh. He's not here this time.
He's not here. We can say what we want. No, to you for the successful live stream of Chids.
Ah, yes. That was very successful, actually, I must say. I loved last weekend. It was really good fun.
Yeah.
Like, North Wales... It just rains, though, whenever I go there. Like, it's legitimately one of the most beautiful places in the UK, but this is the second time I've been, and it's just rained the entire time, both times. Like, oh, yeah. But I got my vlog will be out when this comes out.
Yeah.
So I've done a whole vlog of the weekend. I don't know how much footage I got, because we spent so much time having fun. I tried to record as much as I could, but really what I should have done is we should have got a third person for the weekend to film us.
Yeah.
We should have had a crew to film us, because there was a lot of hilarity. I fucking laughed my ass off this weekend. It was really great.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks. It was a successful live stream. It was a bit embarrassing in parts because we were very, very drunk. but it was a lot of fun.
Chids doesn't... I haven't spoken to him or been in his Discord much since, but I think he said that he doesn't remember much from the stream. It was like a two-hour stream, wasn't it? And
yeah, it's because he said, oh yeah, I've got alcohol, dude. I've got stuff. So I was like, okay, cool. But he kept pouring himself, like he would pour me a bit, or I'd pour myself a bit, and he was literally pouring himself, like, you know, this is straight. So it's not like we're having a beer.
Yeah.
And he was just drinking all of it, man. He was mashed. And then when we finished the live stream, he goes, oh, I've got a bottle of wine in the kitchen. So we drank a whole bottle of wine afterwards as well.
Bloody hell.
So yeah, no wonder we were trashed, mate. Like, I've got some hilarious footage in the vlog, which I'm sure you guys would have seen by now, of us drunk just shouting at each other. It is quite funny, actually. Just battered. Yeah, it's great.
Awesome. But also, massive congratulations on, I don't know how to say it, on the pregnancy, on almost becoming a dad, or on...
Oh yeah, the baby.
Yeah. How should I say that? I want to say that properly. On getting Vicky pregnant.
That's probably too sexual, I would say. Yeah. Congratulations on getting Vicky pregnant.
Congratulations.
Well, I mean, thank you very much. Yeah. I mean, It worked.
Yeah, it worked. Okay, fine, good.
It worked. Okay. That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it worked. Yeah, very excited. Very excited. Scary, but also excited about it. And she really, really wants a girl. So
does
she's
she?
Going to be really disappointed because I have a feeling it's going to be a boy. So
yeah.
We're trying to get her over it. But I think I haven't wanted kids up until I met Vicky and she sort of, you know, lent me into that world. So I don't care, really. But, you know, she's probably thought of herself with children her whole life.
Yeah.
And she's always imagined having a little girl. So for her, it's a big deal. To me, it's, I don't care what it comes out as long as it's healthy. I really don't doesn't bother me. So I'm just like there going, but I annoy her every night, right? Every night I come in from like whatever work or wherever I've been and I go, hi, babe, you okay? How's my little boy doing? And she'll be so annoyed. She's literally like, oh, I'm like, how's my boy? How is he? He'll probably come out as a girl now I've said that.
Yeah,
but yeah, sorry, I'm babbling. But yes, very exciting. I can confirm live on the podcast, my penis does work, no matter what people say about me. but yeah, awesome, excited. So yeah, September. So still got a while. And yeah, I'm excited, but I think it's nice. Another 5 weeks until we can find out the sex of the baby.
Okay.
So like the 20-week scan.
Yeah.
Because she's 15 weeks at the moment, so at the all you young people won't care what I'm saying here. I mean, I'm only 25, so I am still young. But other young people. But yeah, so we won't find out for another 5 weeks. But but yeah, it's a big.
So you're gonna find out,
thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, we're going to find out. We're not doing like a, sorry, everyone, if you're doing this, but we're not doing a really chavvy gender reveal party.
Chavvy.
Or explosion or anything. Sorry to anyone that does that. I'm sorry. For me, I couldn't think of anything more embarrassing. But if it's your thing, you crack on.
Oh, I mean, you don't have to have a gender reveal party. Just find out at the birth.
Well, we could. But that is the ultimate gender reveal party.
Yeah.
When the baby slides out and, you know, yeah. I can tell you straight away. I mean, I don't want to go too much into the birth.
I can tell you it doesn't glide.
Yeah. This is what I was going to say, right? I don't want to go too much into that bit. But I can tell you one thing that I will guarantee to everyone listening right now. I will be nowhere near the goal end when that child comes out.
Goal end.
I will be nowhere near the goal end. Okay. I'll be up top. I'll be right back in the defense. I will not be goal end looking at what is happening down there. Okay. Because that's just not something I want to see.
That's what you want. Cool.
Baby coming out. I'm sure it's a beautiful thing. I've seen videos of it. And that's a lie. The baby coming out. Fantastic. The process, not a very beautiful thing. So I'm going to stay the other end.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, let's not talk about too much of that. It's good. Yes. All that stuff. Thank you very much, sir.
Awesome.
Welcome to the dad club.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah, we...
Dad high five.
we found out the gender both times. I think Kelly wanted to, just because it's easier, you can actually buy stuff and get prepared.
Yeah.
Then you haven't got to buy like yellows or whatever.
Does it really matter these days? I mean, everyone's so funny about genders now. I mean, I'm guessing girls' clothes being pink and blue being boys is not a thing anymore. Or I don't know. I've never bought baby clothes before, so I have absolutely no idea.
I mean, it shouldn't.
I mean, you know, having a baby now and having a baby. Having a baby now and having a baby 20 years ago is probably two very different things when it comes to clothes and how we perceive gender now and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I'm sure there are people that would put, I don't know, boys in dresses or whatever. So I have no idea how it works.
To be fair,
I don't know what kind of
you have a good
parent
point.
I'm going to be.
But yeah, I think it's more so for like when other people buy you gifts and stuff in the baby shower. I think generally it's just they'll buy the color that they know what gender you're having.
Signify
gender neutral stuff, but Kelly didn't want to buy. I think yellow is usually what, as far as I'm aware, yellow is usually what people go for if they don't know the sex. Kelly didn't want to do that.
It's not the best color.
No.
It's not the best color, is it?
No.
Just get a load of yellow shit. You're like, oh, great. I mean, not that yellow is like a bad color, but Surely no one just owns loads of yellow clothes, because that would be really random.
Yeah. But another thing, a friend said in work, actually, before we had our first, Soren, he said, like, it's a surprise whenever you find out. It doesn't, even if you find out with the scan, it's still a surprise. So,
yeah,
it's
true.
Fine.
True.
Like, there's no, it's not bad finding out at the scan, basically.
No.
Not that it's bad anyway, but you know what I mean.
I just know Vicky's, she'll be upset if it's a boy for a little while.
Yeah.
And she'll get over it and realize that boys are cool.
Yeah. Well, women are super fertile just after having a baby. So if it's a boy, then...
No. No, thank you. No, your Jurassic Park reference here. No, not gonna happen. Believe me, I know. I'm staying away from the woman. I'm putting my penis in some sort of weird chastity belt that she can't get to.
I thought you were gonna say jar then. I don't know why.
Just gonna put it in a jar. Yeah, I'm gonna put it in a jar.
Put it in a jar and break the ends off so it's all jagged. So if she tries coming near you, she'll stab her. Too much.
Right, this is too much. Too much.
I'm sorry.
Change the subject.
What was? Do you have anything you want to talk about specifically?
I just want to say, this is what happens, people, when it's just us two and we have nothing to talk about. We have no direction to go into. This is the sort of stuff that comes out. Yeah,
fine.
Hope you enjoy it.
This is how we got to where we are.
Two losers chatting the breeze.
Well, we had, like I said, this is how we got to where we are, and we are at a point where we have our new logo now. I know I said last episode we were very close to getting it. I had ordered it on Fiverr at that point, but I hadn't heard from the guy that I had paid. So I couldn't say whether it was going to be delivered on time or not. But yeah, I think he sent it like the next day, and it is awesome.
It's gonna blow your tits off.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
Yeah, so we shared the emblem that he sort of did for us, but not the actual logo. We have literally just shared that with our Patreons tonight, because we were able to get it because of them. So thank you, all of you Patreons, once again. We'll thank you at the end of the episode as well.
Yeah,
but yeah. And we have...
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Go on.
Yeah.
Oh, bit of apple juice there. Bit of apple juice down the gullet.
And we have started ordering merch with the logo on. So it's not going to be long now until we sort of start changing things up a little bit. We change the Patreon, add new tiers. You get certain things for different tiers. I am going to change up how it works as well. I need to say this in here just so you know. I hope people that were thinking about becoming Patreons aren't skipping this episode, because it's just a load of rubbish, us talking.
I hope they don't, because some of the stuff that we might offer them for the new patrons is probably rubbish like this. So
yeah. But yeah, so when we first, it was April the 5th we started our Patreon, so almost a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's how long it's taken to start changing things up, even though we've been saying since July, we're getting a logo soon.
Yeah, but it's something we were getting used to as well. Yeah. And we wanted to make sure we made the most of stuff that we had, that we got from you guys. We wanted to get the most bang for our buck, really, so we could give it back to everyone.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure that we'd done it right, instead of rushing it and it being rubbish and you guys going, well, this is crap. Now you guys are going to be like, well, this logo's awesome. And all of the stuff we've made around the logo is awesome. You know, the Discord will change slightly. The episode covers will change. Everything to do with the show will have an upgrade, basically. And more stuff for you guys. As me and Adam have come up with some stuff. We were absolutely laughing our heads off coming up with some of the stuff that we've done. So, it's great. It is great fun. It's very exciting as well. Like, we've been talking about it for ages. I know Ad's been just going towards the end, because he feels like he's been talking about it for so long, but it's actually happening. So we are going to get there, and it probably won't take us this long in future, because we sort of know what to do now. We kind of have a path to follow in the future.
So the one of the main changes for Patreon is I'm going to change it to subscription based. I saw that when I first signed up, but it had a big thing saying you cannot change back if you change it to subscription. So I was like, right, I'm not touching that. I don't want to change something that I can't undo, that I can't control Z edit. But looking at it, so basically at the moment, what happens is you can sign up, and on the first of every month, you are charged whatever tier you are at Patreon at. I don't know where it's subscribed at, I guess. But that means people could subscribe on the second of the month, get all the free content up until the end of the month, and then cancel because they haven't been charged at that point. Which, I mean, people aren't going to do here. I mean, that's one thing that they could do. But yeah, so I'm going to change it. So as soon as you sign up...
Stop telling them how to hack us already.
Well, yeah, no, I'm going to...
Hopefully they think it's worth it and they don't want to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Where we're like, oh, this person's joined. And then they're like, oh, they've gone. They've gone already. Like, these guys are rubbish.
Yeah. But yeah, so changing it to subscription, you'll basically be charged when you sign up and it will be on that date every month. I believe it's that date, or it's 30 days like most other subscriptions. Anybody who's already subscribed, it won't change. It will still be on the first. I mean, you can cancel it and then change to a different date if it works better for you. Just resubscribe at some point. But yeah, I wanted to say that here because yeah, big changes are coming, and we are going to be sending merch out. So yeah, no, let's not go into that. Anything else for the... Should we tell them what we've actually ordered?
No.
No, okay.
No, not yet. No, we want to do a big reveal.
Yes, we're going to do a big reveal. We've ordered some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I didn't realize how much or how long ordering in big batches takes. Because what I ordered is not going to be here until like the 14th of April. And I'm like, I want it now.
That's all right. That's okay. That's all right. They got to make them somehow. So
yes,
we're good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just that's good. A bad on my part. For not expecting it. Just as long as...
Do we get one?
Of course we do.
I
was going to send one to you.
No!
Before revealing it to anybody else. I'll just send one in the post to you.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Through a courier. Yes, please. It's massive. Not in the post. Yeah, but... trickery there. No, is this... It's not massive. Okay. No reveal yet. I was expecting to reveal it, but Simon said no, so that's fine. But yeah, we have had a couple of... Not really reviews, messages, or comments. I think one was a comment on our story, which is really cool, and another message on Instagram. So I wanted to read them out to say thank you and show our appreciation. We'll react in real time, I guess, rather than...
Okay. Yeah.
So the first one from Robin Ballon. It says, hey guys, just want to say love the podcast, really helped, and so looking forward to this year. Last year, my husband and I stayed in the Rock Retreat. And I'm not sure if anyone has given you guys any info on this, but if you wanted, we would be happy to give you a brief on what to expect. I can see loads of people asking on the Facebook groups, but there just isn't anything to provide a proper experience. But we had a ball. Met some amazing people who we are staying in RIP with this year, but I'm way too shy to comment on everyone's post. But amazing work. Love following what you guys are doing. Yeah, that was amazing. Thank you, Robin. Really appreciated that.
Thank you. Yeah, great stuff. Thank you very much. And we would like to hear about this Rock Retreat.
Yeah, his Rock Retreat was the Holcomb House.
Yeah, what one was that?
Hanworth House.
Was that the Rock Retreat? Or was the Rock Retreat another thing? There's so much going on now.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with like what packages do what.
Yeah.
It's insane.
What was that one? So we have had a friend of mine, Hannah, come on an episode. It was just before Christmas. It was like... three interviews in one episode, and she talked about staying at that big house that's owned by Johnny Vegas, and I can never remember what it was called. Is it Holcomb? No,
something like no. Is that I can't remember. Yeah, it is. It's something like that. Holcomb, is that it? Or are we thinking of the wrong place?
It's a city in Australia. What name of city in
it's
Australia?
A city in Australia. What?
It's the same name. I'm sure it is. Or that's the one that I was getting it mixed up with.
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, well, that big house.
That place. That that place.
But we can't remember what that was called. Let us know if that's the one. We actually can't remember. We're not very good at talking about download, are we? We can't even remember the packages they do.
for two people that... That's because, you know what it is? You know what it is there? That's because we're general boys, you get me? I'm a general boy, man. All right, that's why.
Okay.
I don't care about your fancy things, bled. Man's in general, you get me?
Lost me for a second there. Yeah. All right. Well, let us know. We don't know what that is. I do apologize. Thank you for your message. It was so nice. I sent it to both Simon and Stu as soon as you sent it through. I was like, look at this. This is cool. And I got another one to read. Jeremy Domis. And he replied to one of our stories, a story about Avenged Sevenfold. And he said, you guys have managed to make me really like A7X and incredibly make me appreciate Fallout Boy. Now I'm very happy to see these two headliners that I initially didn't care about. Never complained about them, though. Looking forward to thanking you in person in 90 days.
Oh.
Yeah. And I thought nice. I thought the same thing that Stu pointed out straight away was, he didn't mention Queens of the Stone Age, did he?
We did not get him excited about Queens of the Stone Age. But we did get him excited about Fallout Boy and Avenged Sevenfold, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because 2 out of 3 ain't bad. That's why.
Nice. Yeah, I got a friend at work, actually, who refused to listen to the Fallout Boy episode.
What? He just straight out refused?
Because we're really good at making him want to listen to the band. Okay. And he doesn't, or want to like the band. And he didn't want to like Fallout Boy. Well, I actually talked about him in that episode as well. He was the guy that came up with, when we were doing the abbreviations for... the headliners, and it was like in 2010 it was Akduk, Ratum, and Aerosmith. And so at work I said, oh, I talked about you in the podcast last night, and he was, oh, I don't want to listen to it. Why talk about me when
that, to be fair, like the episode didn't get me hyped for Fallout Boy, so
no,
I'm still not hyped for Fallout Boy. Sorry,
because you are the one with the superpower to make other people
even if I don't like them, so I can get other people into them. Yeah, yeah, it's true.
So like, we don't have the superpower, so we couldn't make you like Fallout Boy. You're the one exuding,
you know, like every superpower has like a crux. Mine is I can get other people to like bands, but I can't make myself like them. That's the downfall of the superpower.
Yeah.
There's a band I really want to like. I could get someone else to be a super fan, but I can't absorb the same information from my side. Done.
Awesome. But yeah, that was really cool as well. Thank you, Jeremy Domis.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thank you.
Other people, let us know if we did the same for you. That would be interesting to know and how Simon's superpower has worked on you. Or if it hasn't.
If someone's Lex Luthor.
I can say we need to find people who are immune to their superpower just in case Simon ever becomes a world threat. He's like, yeah. I don't know, this band only plays the brown noise and Simon is talking about them in a good way. And then everybody on Earth is shitting their pants. We need to fight Simon so we can just not listen to them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I need someone to save me from myself. We need to find this person who can bring me back to the real world.
Right, anyway, bugger me. That went off a bit. Well, speaking of you getting into new bands or not getting into new bands, I can kind of use that to work on. I know you've messaged me a couple of times about a couple of bands, and I've been interested in how you've got with listening to more of their stuff. So you sent me Pull Me Under, was it, by Dream Theater a while ago? And you were like, man, this is an amazing song. Have you listened to much more?
No.
Okay.
But no, I haven't. But like, no, sorry. But when I heard that, I was like, I don't know. Like, I've heard Dream Theater songs before, but I haven't heard Dream Theater songs before.
Right.
Do you get what I mean? Like, someone's had a Dream Theater song on and I've gone, who's this? It's cool.
Yeah.
But I've never listened to a Dream Theater song. Yeah. And weirdly, it was with the video. So basically what I've been watching recently is people have got these Headbangers Ball videos where they used to play music videos for Headbangers Ball for like 2 or 3 hours on MTV.
Okay.
Someone has recorded all these back in the day and put them all on YouTube.
Right.
Huh. So it's all of these videos from like the 80s, 90s, you know, all the way up to 2000. So I'm on like episode 5. So I think this was like... Actually, I think I skipped one. I skipped to like early 90s.
Yeah.
I just went, oh, I'll put a random one on. And I was like, let's go for some early 90s stuff. And I was like, oh, this is reminding me how good some bands are. And then Pull Me Under came on. And I was like, oh, Dream Theater. Okay. So I was just chilling. I was just on my phone doing stuff in the background. And I was like, oh, oh, what? I was like, oh, this is incredible. What on earth? I was like, is this Dream Theater? I was like, how have I never, you know, heard, I've listened to it, but I've never heard this song before. And something just clicked with me and I went, all right, well, that was incredible. I need to listen to more of this band. So like, I do have a list of albums saved on Spotify that I go through when I do drives.
Yeah.
And the next two are that album and the album after, because I'm just like, oh, this is going to be so tasty to sort of put my claws into and just go, oh, baby, I can't wait.
Yeah, nice. I can't remember it. Put Me Under is on Train of Thought, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it? No, Images and Words.
Is it Images and Words? One of them, yeah, I saved two of them. My Spotify doesn't seem to like it's want to work, so I can't check.
I can't remember.
Oh, well, this computer. I'm honestly going to smash it. I'm going to destroy this fucking computer. I've backed up all my stuff on my external hard drive, so I can smash you. Do you realize that? I can literally smash you and buy a new one.
Oh, honestly. Pull Me Under is their most famous song. It is Images and Words. What was their next album after that? But they got so much. Where am I even on albums yet? Hang on. Yes, I am. Images and Words from 1992.
Yeah, that was it. Because it was an early 90s Headbangers Ball. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, yes, please.
Yeah, then Awake, I assume, is the next album. But they got so much rubbish.
Yes, yeah.
I think I have...
Yeah, so Images and Words and an Awake.
Yeah, I think I have A Change of Seasons, but that's just like one song, but five different parts. That's the album, five songs, almost an hour.
Okay, get you.
And I never got into it. The first album I really got into was Train of Thought from 2003, and that is more metal than prog, but it's got some really cool bits in. So
nice.
I think if you want to start with something, I would say start with that.
I'm excited. I'm just excited. I've never been, you know, like people have said to me before, Dream Theater, like they're so good and everything. And I've been like, yeah, they sound great, but I've never appreciated it. Whereas now I'm going to be like, right, I'm really going to delve into actual Dream Theater and see. And I'll report back and see if it's made me, those two albums have made me a fan or not.
Yeah, nice.
But I love like late 80s, early 90s. To mid-90s metal. I just think it was a really interesting time when things were changing. It's just really good. A lot of my favourite albums come from that period.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard many albums from that period. So I really got into metal probably mid-90s, probably like 95, 96.
That would have been the same time I would have got into it, yeah.
Maybe a bit later. It was Korn Got the Life that was the song that got me into metal. I think I've said that before.
Oh, that's like 98.
98, yeah. And I never really looked back, never went back that much. I think there was a lot of grunge that I just couldn't get into and I couldn't get past.
I mean, even metal bands were doing grunge albums in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Because it was just natural that everything, you know, like people go on about metal, oh, it's so different, but metal follows trends just like pop music does.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's the same shit, really. But yeah, people were definitely, I want to do a video about that because I was looking through some of my favorite bands and I was like, oh, the mid-90s, like some bands done like that. I think some of their best albums and some of them done stuff that's just so bad because they were trying to move with the times and it's like, you're a metal band. Why are you playing grunge? Like grunge is great. But grunge bands play grunge. That's why it's good. And when metal bands start playing grunge, it's awful.
Yeah.
Because they can't play grunge. They don't get it. It's not the point of it. The point is, you know, do what you want. But, you know, yeah, I don't think many bands made great albums when they tried to transition into grunge. Which is weird, actually, because I was going to mention I've been listening to Queensryche a lot. Empire, which is
nice.
1991, which is one of my favorite albums. And... they done a 1994-5 grunge album and it's fucking terrible. So, yeah, just bands done it. So I was going to do a video on like terrible mid-90s albums when bands were really trying to change their direction. Kiss did it. Carnival of Souls, whatever that was. That was rubbish. Yeah, like, everyone tried it. Didn't work. Didn't pan out too well for many of them.
The only Queensrÿche album I know is Operation Mindcrime, which was
killer album.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, really good album.
I found another... Oh, so another band you said to me a while ago you'd never heard, but you listened to one song, was Helloween.
I can't remember what
song you said you listened to.
Oh, I listened to it today. It was Best Something, Something. Why have I saved it to my liked songs? What was it? Oh, Best Time, Helloween.
I listened to that. I couldn't get into that much. I mean, it was all right.
Really?
It got a lot better stuff.
I thought of you. I was in the gym and I was on the treadmill, just like doing a quick jog. And
I can't remember.
Oh, baby, rub myself up. Put on that Palmer's cocoa butter, baby. My gym partner was. No, okay, stop. I was on the treadmill and I was listening to, I want to say Dio.
Okay.
And the album had finished. And it was just playing random shit.
Yeah.
And because I was running, I was like, I can't change the fucking song. I'm running. Yeah. So I can't. So I was just letting it play. And it played a couple of things that were a bit, yeah. And then that came on and I was like, this is sick. I was like, yeah. And then I think I stopped the run like quarter of the way or halfway through the song. So I can actually see who this is. I know you can always go back. But I went, oh, shit. It's Helloween. I better tell Adam. And that's when I messaged you like, this song's awesome, man. It, you know, because it just randomly came on. So,
yeah.
I was surprised how much I liked it because I think we listened to one Helloween album and it was not great.
Oh,
it was one Chameleon. Of the ones we done for...
From 1993?
Yeah. 1993? Something like that. Yeah, I think it was for our... it was. It was for our 20 years or 30 years. Yeah,
that wasn't great. It was like 20 songs
Yeah, and there were bits on it when I was like, that's okay. But, you know, obviously it's not one of their, better albums. So I was like, okay. I'm still waiting to hear something from Helloween that sort of catches my ear because I know how much you like them. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, what album's that off then? Best Time? Is that a newer one?
I think it is a newer one. It may be the latest album. You have to find it.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's from like 2021. So it's not even that long ago.
Yeah.
Fair play to them then. They're still making bangers because that is a tune, mate.
Yeah. So there's a reason why I wanted to bring this up. I heard a band. I didn't think you would ever get a band that sound like Helloween. I discovered one. Okay. Similar thing to what happened with you. An album finished. It just started playing. I think it was Blaze Bailey's album. His latest album finished. And it just started playing random stuff. And a band called Toe Hider started playing.
Sorry, I have to stop myself. I have to stop... I've noticed, I've listened to a couple of the episodes back, recent ones, and I keep laughing directly into the mic, and I know how off-putting for someone that must be, because I have a really loud laugh anyway, so I'm trying not to laugh directly into the mic, but that was so good.
I think their first album was called To Hide Her.
Shut up!
And they've done another one called, was it Toad Hider?
Don't. You're having me on here.
No.
You're having me on, mate. You're having me on. There is not a band.
Toe Hider.
There is not a band around. Called Toe Hider.
Toe Hider. Look, 18,800 monthly listeners. They're not loads.
Oh, my God. There is actually a band called Toe Hider.
Let's go down. Can we see what they say? They are. I was going to put it on the Discord, but they are totally my kind of, like, the titles for the songs as well.
In
their bio, it just says, have you forgotten more than you've remembered? But yeah, anyway, a song came on and I was like, but for anybody who likes Helloween, I was like, this is exactly the same as Rise and Fall with like whistles in the background. And it was just it sounded so much like it. I don't know if much of their other stuff sounds like it because they've been going for a very long time and they've got a lot of albums out. Oh, Toad Hirer. but the song I heard was Meet Me at the Stronghold. That's the one, and it was exactly the same as Helloween. Like I said, I don't know if much else is, but some of their names, I think it was on I need to go on to Wikipedia because I want to read some of these names out. But as soon as I saw it, Toe Hider, I think they're Australian. Yep, Toe Hider are a progressive rock band from Melbourne, Australia. Let's go to discography. 2011 album, To Hide Her. 2017 album, Good. What else was there? I don't want to hold it up for too long, but 2015, mainly songs about robots. I'm sure there was a few more that I saw that was just like, you just called that whatever was on your mind at the time, didn't you?
The first thing that came to your mind. I like that. They don't think too much about it.
Yeah. And
do you know what you just said about old bands still doing bangers?
Yeah.
I have heard that the latest Judas Priest album, Invincible Shield, is supposed to be absolutely phenomenal, apparently. Yeah.
I will listen to that.
Yeah. Did you listen to their their last album was incredible. Did you listen to Firepower, the 2018 one?
I've never listened to any Judas Priest. Not deliberately.
Okay. Well,
not on purpose.
Legitimately, but I think Painkiller for me is the best like Judas Priest album. It's like 1990. See, again, right in that pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But Firepower was like, holy shit. How has this band been going for so long? And yeah, you know, they're the ups and downs like all bands have, but
are they the first
holy
band
fuck
to release something in five different decades? Was that them that I saw?
Oh, was that a thing? They have been going since the 70s.
It might be. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's insane. But anyway, Invincible Shield's amazing. Firepower's insane as well. I think I might still prefer Firepower a little bit, but I heard a couple of tracks off of Invincible Shield. I haven't listened to all of it. But yeah, holy shit. Like,
yeah, I'll give it a listen.
I'm definitely going to listen to the rest of the album. Yeah. To be, you know, they're so like, I don't want this to sound bad, but they're so old. How can you still be making music this good when you're that old? Like, it's actually insane. So, yeah. But anyway.
Well, I am. Like I said, I've never listened to any of their stuff. I did give a couple of albums a listen today because I thought we'd do a bit of a catch up on stuff that's been released this year. And I had a look, and not much has been released this year. Not that I was interested in.
It's been slow for me as well. If I'm going to be honest, I got one new album to talk about, but it's been apart from that, I haven't really clicked on my release radar a lot as much as I normally do.
I have.
I listened to it a little bit, but not much.
Yeah. I before going to those actually, then I almost forgot about saying this, but I've listened to my release radar loads, and there's been quite a lot of bands recently that I've really liked a couple of songs from, and when I go to their album, it's just like, shit, this is nothing compared to what the songs that I like are. One being Of Mice and Men. There's a couple of their songs that keep coming on like playlists and things. And I really enjoy it, and I think I'll go and check them out. I think I might be a fan of them, but I listened to the latest album and didn't grip me at all. It didn't.
I've never people have played them to me, and I've been like, standard modern metalcore. It does literally nothing for me at all.
Yeah,
everyone is good. Singer's great, drums are great. Absolutely light zero fire in me.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, there's been a few like that recently because I haven't really got into any new bands for a while. But yeah, you know, I think to myself, well, I can. You know, I reckon I like this band. Let's stick them on. And then nothing.
But nothing.
Even another one today, download related actually, but yeah, Defects, who are playing. I think their latest EP, I think, was in January. So I thought I'll stick this on because I really liked them when I listened to them last year. I wasn't gripped by the latest EP either. One, Blaze Bailey's got an album out a little while ago, last week or two, I think. I probably wouldn't have bothered with it, but you sent me Virus that he did.
I did. Live. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah. I listened to a few more of his songs from that album, actually. It was 2003 live album that you sent me.
Oh, okay. I knew it was from a live album. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah,
I actually went back and listened to the album that you told me to listen to. Which one was that?
Silicon Messiah. So good.
That was awesome, dude. Yeah, really good. I was surprised. Oh, I've listened to so many now. It's recycled back again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, when you told me that, I was like, I'm going to stick some of this on in the gym. I was like, this is actually fucking sick.
Yeah.
Really. It's so old now as well, which is insane.
Yeah.
Like 2001 or something. It's so long ago.
Yeah, I've never really bothered with any of his other stuff, but pretty much for this episode, to be honest, because Bruce Dickinson's had an album out as well. I listened to both of them. I listened to Blaze it wasn't nothing to report. Wasn't anything to report, really. It's nothing interesting. It's old now. Well, his sound is old now, I feel. It doesn't really do much anymore for me. And then Bruce...
I'm interested to see what you say about Mandrake Project, because this is on my listens.
Yeah.
Okay, go on then.
Yeah, I've probably listened to like the first half and nothing interesting in there. There might have been one song towards the end of my listening and I was like, oh, this is kind of catchy. The second one, actually. The second song was good. I need to find it again. Let's go and have a look. It's still actually there on my playing.
So, oh, yeah.
So I got
nice.
To Shadows of the Gods. How far down is that? Oh, it's quite a bit far down. Many Doors to Hell is really good. I think that's the only one that actually took me out of like whatever I was doing to go listen to me.
Okay. Complete opposite for me.
Okay.
I've already listened to it 3 times.
Have you?
I listened to it today on the way to Exeter. I think it's an absolutely amazing album. I thought, he's got it out. I thought, let's stick it on. I heard a little bit of Afterglow of Ragnarok because I think he released that as a single. And yeah, love it.
Did.
Absolutely love it. I think it's amazing. I think it might be probably top 3 solo Brucey albums, I think. Like, he's done like 6 now. Must be.
Has he?
Yeah, loads.
He hasn't released one for like 20 years or something, I don't think.
He's got like 7 albums, dude.
Oh, yeah. True. He has a lot of albums. Yeah, first one since 2005, though. Almost 20 years.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It's quite a big deal. Like, the one that came out in 2005, what was that called? Oh, yeah, Accident of Birth. That is sick. That album is sick. That album's sick. Chemical Wedding is sick. And The Mandrake Project. They're the 3 that I like the most out of his.
What was the first one you said?
Ones. Accident of Birth, Chemical Wedding, and then Mandrake Project have been my 3 that are really good.
I know Tattooed Millionaire. I listened to that a lot back in the day.
I meant Tyranny of Souls. I meant Tyranny of Souls. No, wait, which one? Yes, Tyranny of Souls, not Accident of Birth. That is another good one. But it was Tyranny of Souls, the one that from 2005. Because the song Abduction sounds like a Bullet for My Valentine ripoff. It's great. But yeah, I genuinely think his solo stuff's very interesting. Mandrake Project's amazing, man. I was blown away by it. Like, just that first bit in like After Go Ragnarok, and it's like, into the shining sea. Da, 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 da. Afterglow of Ragnarok is so good. Like, I was literally like, this is really great. This is really great. And I think the album goes really well. And I think, Eternity Has Fell is great. Shadow of the Gods is amazing. It's so long, but it's so good. And so, like, all of the long songs on this are absolutely incredible. They're like, Shadow of the Gods and Sonata, the last 2 tracks, are like, prog metal fucking just incredible weird shit. I've really been a fan of it.
How long is that? 9 minutes.
I've really been a fan of it, but then again I've listened to it all the way through 3 times, so the first time I listened to it, and I did think that's interesting, man. Like, he's done, like, some of it sounds really old school, but it doesn't sound like you were just saying about the Blaze Bailey stuff. It sounds old school, but it doesn't sound antiquated. And then some of the stuff on there sounds like your standard modern metal band with Bruce Dickinson singing over it. So I think it's got the perfect balance between not sounding old, but also sounding old, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say about it is the way they've mixed his vocals on some of the tracks, I don't think is the best. I think they're a bit heavy in the mids, some of the songs. But aside from that, really great album. I think if you're a Maiden fan, you should check out Mandrake Project.
I'll give it another go tomorrow then.
Yeah, and tell me if it's grown on you anymore.
I think I've said before a couple of times as well, 2 of my favorite recent Iron Maiden songs are written by Bruce Dickinson, the When the Wild Wind Blows and Empire in the Sky. Both long songs as well. Like, Empire in the Sky is like 18 minutes. So good.
He clearly loves a long song, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a track on this. There's not a track on this album. Okay, there's one short one. 3:38, but everything else is like the best part of 5 minutes long. So,
yeah, I think Empire in the Sky is written by him. Actually, I just want to clarify that. I could be wrong. Don't shout at me if I am. I think I'm right though. No, I think I am right.
You probably are right.
Yeah,
you probably are right. I don't know the answer to that, so you're probably right.
But yeah, cool. Well, I was going to bring up albums that we've listened to, and we just got round to it naturally. I didn't have to say, let's talk about albums we've listened to this year, because we haven't done any new releases at the beginning of any episodes for months now. We used to. I think we also said Ronnie faded into oblivion, didn't he? We just forgot
Who?
About him.
Who?
Yeah, I know. Donnie.
Donnie! Remember Donnie, it wrong. It's the Mandela effect.
Back to Darko.
It's the Mandela effect. Everyone's going to be like, I'm pretty sure it was Donnie. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, it was Donnie, wasn't it? We're going to go back now and listen to the episodes, and we're going to go, bring us in, Donnie. And we're going to go, oh no, we've changed universes. I mean, I've got a list of stuff that I've been... I've had a revelation when it comes to music, and I want to tell you my revelation.
I want to hear your revelation.
So I've always had a love-hate-hate relationship with a small band called Megadeth.
Right, okay.
Now, over the years, there have been Megadeth songs that I've liked very much. There have been Megadeth songs that I have thought are utter crap. Somehow, in the last 6 weeks, I have become the biggest Megadeth fan of all fucking time. And I cannot stop listening to Megadeth. It's nice. Like a disease that I have attracted. Now, there are albums that I've always been fans of. Back, so years ago, back in the day, my friend Wesley loved the album Euthanasia. We thought it was great. We loved it. Then I didn't listen to it for 20 years. And I listened to it 6 weeks ago and I thought, this is legitimately one of the best metal albums I've ever heard. Why did I not remember myself liking this album? And then I was like, right, I'm going to go listen to all the Megadeth albums that I thought, listen to this, I might like. It turns out, okay, there are a few bad ones. Like Megadeth have had a lot of albums. There are a few there where I listened to it, I've gone, that's not good. But then I've been like, holy hell, there are a lot. So basically, the ones I've listened to on repeat have been Euthanasia, The System Has Failed, Countdown to Extinction, and Rust in Peace. And I mean, there has not been a second of one day when I've had music on when I haven't been listening to at least a song of Megadeth. Something has happened to me. I don't know how this has happened, but I have literally done a complete 180 on Megadeth.
Awesome. Yeah,
that's my revelation.
Many times that you don't.
I know.
Megadeth.
I know. I know.
Maybe that's another thing that's switched in the universe.
Fuck! I've gone into a universe where I like Megadeth. This is what's happened. This is all this. None of this can be a coincidence, guys. We have really changed. You know, remember Donnie we used to have on the show, and now I like Megadeth. So yeah, I just had to share that with you because that has been like. It hasn't freaked me out, but I just don't understand. Like, this used to happen to me all the time when I was younger. I would just get obsessed with a band. This has not happened to me. You know, I'll go, oh, that album's great, and I'll listen to that. But I have not become obsessed with one band since I was, you know, I mean, talking for at least the last 10 years. For some reason, now I am just obsessed with Megadeth.
Yeah. Very nice.
I don't know. But why it's happened this late, why it's happened now, I have absolutely no idea.
Well, we also talked about Blaze Bailey, who did a song on Virtual 11 called Two Worlds Collide, or When Two Worlds Collide, which is basically what's happened with the universes.
So, yeah, I don't know what's happening,
guys.
It's like
a virus.
Is it... oh! Rats in the cellar, you know who you are.
That didn't work, but I just know you like that song, so I just
said it. I love it. It worked perfectly.
Did it?
Perfectly. Okay. It literally has come over me like a virus. Literally. Yeah. So anyway, that was my... I had to get that off my chest. I haven't told anyone that. That is my Megadeth revelation. I hope you all enjoy it because I am really enjoying it.
It might not last.
It might not last, yeah.
In a couple of weeks, you'll snap out of your...
What fuck the off. Fuck?
I don't like Megadeth anymore.
Was I just the biggest Megadeth fan for like 3 weeks? Yep. So, yeah.
Was I in a universe where James Hetfield stayed, went to Megadeth and the other
way? Oh, the other way
That's
around.
That's why I liked them. And then the universe switched back.
Oh man, don't do that to me. Don't take away my Megadeth. Not now.
I won't.
I've gone in so much. I don't want to escape right now. But yeah, anyway, sorry. Let's stop talking about Megadeth.
No, yeah. There's been a question I've wanted to ask you for quite a while now, and I've never had a chance to bring it up.
6.5 inches.
Six. Nice. I was good and quick.
Good. Yeah.
We have never talked about, I don't know how to describe them, but they're basically like wanking guitarists who only do solos. They perform under their own name, like Joe Satriani, Yngwie Malmsteen, and they just wank the guitar neck off. And I don't mean to say that in a bad way. That's just what I think. And we've never spoken about them. And like, yeah. I don't know how to categorize them, really. And I don't know how to describe them. But there's lots of them who do that.
Solo guitarists? I mean, they have bands.
That would probably work.
But they have bands. So they're not, it's not just them and a guitar and nothing else. They have a drummer and a bass player, yeah. And some of them have singers and shit. I will say, I have always loved Steve Vai. I think some Steve Vai albums are incredible. I do like Steve Vai a lot. I like Joe Satriani as well. Surf from the Aliens, a really great album. But I like weird proggy stuff, so obviously I'm gonna like, you know, these fucking weird, you know, Steve Vai albums where he's, you know, head to toe in silver paint fucking playing a guitar like some sort of weird antichrist. I like that stuff.
Two necks or two guitars plays on both.
Oh,
sides.
Steve Vai, yeah.
Is it?
Well, he done that with Whitesnake.
Like Michelangelo or something. Some old painter's name or sculptor's
name. Oh, I don't
know.
I don't know about that.
It's gone. That's gone. Okay.
Yeah, I never liked Malmsteen that much. I don't think his music was very like obviously he's an incredible guitarist, but I don't think his songs were that good. But I think that Steve Vai actually wrote some really good songs. And so did Joe Satriani, I think. But then I also have love for Steve Vai because he started with Frank Zappa, and I love Frank Zappa.
I didn't know that.
Well,
literally just come up last episode.
Yeah, last episode. Two episodes mentioning Frank Zappa. So he played with Frank Zappa in the 80s, super young as well, but obviously still super insane. So he came from a very weird world. I'm being taught by Frank Zappa, who I consider to be an absolutely incredible guitar player that he learned so much from, is interesting. And then, of course, he went on to play with other bands, and then he played in Whitesnake, and that was fucking insane. He played Donington with Whitesnake. So that's a little link back to Download in 1990. So, yeah, I've got big love for Steve Vai. But, yes,
cool.
Wanky guitarists. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But, you know, it does get a lot.
Not in a bad way.
No, but I can't, you know, I wouldn't listen to two Steve Vai albums back to back. I would listen to a Steve Vai album. I wouldn't be able to handle any more than that because it would just be too much. But if you listen to Slip of the Tongue by Whitesnake, ooh, those riffs and solos, boy. Ooh, Jesus Christ, literally filthy. Yeah, great. But yeah, nice. How do you feel about wanky guitar players?
I've never listened to them, but I know a couple of albums by Yngwie Malmsteen. But yeah, I've never listened to any Steve Vai really. I think when I was in college, I was obviously a bassist. Literally all the guitarists at one point in their life or their guitar career, they discovered these people and they were like, right, I need to play as fast as I can. Fuck everything else off. I don't like new metal anymore. I like
I like Steve Vai.
That is
and
now
Joe
my
Satriani.
Idol. Maybe not all of them. I don't know if I have friends or I was in college with who listened to this, who were guitarists.
To be fair, that's what all my friends did. And this was about college time as well, where everyone was just like, I'm going to listen to, here's this weird Steve Vai album I'm going to lend you. And I was like, what the fuck is this? That's how I put it on. It's like, this fucking shit's insane. What the hell?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But that is about all I know of these people. I've never put any on. But like I said, I think it was a guy who gave me a couple of ripped Yngwie Malmsteen albums. I fucking loved them. What the fuck were they called? Something about Rising? Rising Force? Is that an album?
I don't know any of his albums.
Yeah.
The two, so the two Steve Vai ones that I think are fucking amazing are, again, early 90s. Yeah, Passion and Warfare, which is, I'm just looking at Spotify, 1990, that's insane. My favourite one is Alien Love Secrets, 1995. Bad Horsey. It's fucking sick. Sick, mate. The riffs on that are sick.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
I will give more of them a listen. I have been listening to a lot of new stuff recently.
It's dude, it's fucking weird. Some of it is... Yo-Yo Gak. Listen to the song Yo-Yo Gak. You'll be like, what the fuck is this guy doing? But again, he did grow up playing with Frank Zappa, so it's definitely going to be weird as shit. But yeah, Yo-Yo Gak is it's great.
I will write them down. I'll make a note of them when I'm editing this.
Yeah.
And I'll listen.
Yeah, good. Awesome. Yeah, I like that. That you're stepping into a very weird. And listen to Surf and the Alien, the album by Joe. Well, not the album. Just listen to some songs off of Joe Satriani's Surf and the Alien as well, because that's really. I got that on vinyl.
Yeah,
fucking cool. Incredible.
But yeah, I don't know why it came into my mind probably a couple of months back now, and I just thought those sort of guitarists have never come up in conversation in like 2.5 years.
Yeah, so it's true. We've been speaking for 60 episodes and no one has said Steve Vai once. How is that possible? We talk about music and bands. No, none of us have said Steve Vai, which is pretty actually quite insane. Actually, do you know what? Just quickly, we're on the same subject. This isn't the same thing, but bands that go by their own names. I fucking love Van Halen and... Eddie Van Halen, obviously, but that's a bit less wanky because there are actual songs with a singer on them. But I do like Van Halen a lot.
Nice. So something came up. Ruben's singer, I can't remember his name. He played Download last year.
Yeah, that's asking for.
Go on, pull it out.
Jamie Lennon.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's perfect timing,
yes, mate.
Pulled it out. But yeah, I remember saying when we were talking about him leading up to Download last year, I don't know who he is. I've never heard of him. It's like there seems to be a lot of people using their own names at the moment who don't deserve it. Only the best people who have been around. Obviously, he has. I was wrong about him. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. But yeah, at the time, I was like, you have to have a name for yourself to be able to use your name. You have to earn the right to use your name.
Yeah, you can't just like go on with your name and go... Who the fuck is this guy? You have to have been in someone. Yeah,
fucking Liam Lynch. Who the fuck is that guy?
So hold on a minute. So you've got beef with Pete Wentz, and now you've got beef with Jamie Lennon as well, because he's a nobody apparently. We need to start clipping these so you can get beef with all these people and get our podcast there, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Who else should we have beef with?
Jamie Lennon. Who are you? Who are you?
Another one, using the same thing but jumping off a little bit. Another band I would love to see playing is Adam and the... Adam and the Mohawks. Adam and the Metal Hawks. I think they just have AMH. And you would have seen the video. There's a video. He was trying to get Jack Black's attention. Because he sounds a lot like Jack Black.
Yeah. Okay, I have seen. I didn't know who they were called, but yes, I know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, obviously, I think they're American band. And they have done so many sort of meme songs, but they've done so many really good songs as well. I haven't listened to them on Spotify, but like when you see videos on social media, and I sit there and think, they are one of the most memed bands ever, but they've never been booked to play anywhere, like, people need to start getting these people on bills because they're amazing.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And they would go down really well.
The festival's thinking, is there the demand for them? You know, it's okay to look at it for a few seconds on your screen, but do you want to watch a 40-minute set?
Yeah. I don't know how it would be.
Not saying they would be bad, because they could be a really great band. Like you said, like they might be amazing and, you know, get huge and everyone might love them. But whether a festival's just going to go, hey, let's get these guys to play. But yeah, I see what you mean. They could be really popular.
Yeah, that's something I thought about a while ago. I was like, they should be taken more seriously than just memed or memes, whatever they're how they're doing. Shall we move on to something else? I've written like literally we've spoken a long time about nothing, but again, that's what we do. That's how we've got this.
Yeah,
far.
Yeah.
I've got like
I just want to mention one album before we go out from away from music quickly.
Cool. Yeah.
I re-listen, and I do this every like couple of years. I re-listen to Down's album Over the Under, and every time I listen to Over the Under, I remember how fucking amazing that album is. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Down Over the Under.
Blue and silver.
No, it's black and whitey silver, yeah.
Down. I think I have that. I have an album by them. I want to say, did they only do one album, though?
No, they got like six. Six now, I think.
Down didn't do six albums. Yeah,
because you got Nola, and then you've got Over the Under. You got
Down.
Yeah, they got loads. The one they brought in 2013, that I can't remember the name of it.
I need a wee in a second. We'll have a look and I'll have a wee. I'll have a wee first.
Yeah, of course. Nola. Yeah, Nola Down 2, Over the Under. Yeah, Down Part 4. Yeah, they got loads of albums. I don't know what this guy's on about, guys. Anyway, now he's gone. Let's really talk to each other. Tell me how you are, you know? Speak to me. Tell me how you are. How are you? Fantastic. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Download will be good this year, I think. I don't know. I don't know how you guys are feeling about it. Could be the worst download ever, if I'm honest. Could be the worst time you've ever had in your life. Or it might be good. I don't know. I'm looking at Down. Yeah, they have four. I don't know what he was going on about, thinking they have one. But, you know, he's old. He's gone senile. You know, he's starting to lose it a little bit up in the brain. But anyway, guys, seriously, We all need to get Adam in a room and talk to him. We really do need to get him together. We need to just make sure, you know, he's okay, because, you know, he's back. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Down have four albums. I thought it was six for some reason, but it's definitely not. So it's four albums and an EP.
I don't have any of those albums. What? Band of my
I don't have any of those albums. You see, so you don't have a Down album then. You're definitely getting them mixed up with the wrong band. Are you talking about Superjoint Ritual?
No, I do have that album.
That's a great album, that is, man.
Yeah.
That is a fucking great album. Oh, I'm going to put that on my to listen to list, because that's another album that I always forget how good that, A Lethal Dose for American Hatred. Oh my God, that's an album.
I think I've got mine is like a cardboardy cover as well. Cardboard case, I believe. It's not like
really
plastic. Something like that, yeah. I think. I could be wrong. A friend of mine pointed out to me that like 10 out of the 13 songs start with a counting to four.
Great stuff. Yeah.
Right, just who else was around the same time as Down that I have an album of?
But what year of Down? Like, are we talking 90s? Are we talking 2000s? I mean, this could be a plethora of bands.
No, I'm thinking of Damage.
Fucking hell! Yes, with the explosion behind them. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was one album, though, right? Yeah, because he got shot in the head. Sorry, I was going to say he got shot in the head. Sorry, that's insensitive. I know. Dimebag is considered to be
found power.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some thoughts about these guys. Let's just say, as musicians, I like them. As people, maybe not.
Who was it? It was Dimebag, you said.
It was Dime, I think, that was in Damage Plan. Maybe Vinnie Paul as well.
Yeah, Dimebag, Darryl, and Vinnie Paul started forming Damage Plan in 2003. Right, okay. We got there. We got there in the end.
There you go.
I didn't like that one album. Down. So what are you saying about Down?
I was just saying that Down. Yeah, Down, the band that we weren't talking about. Well, I was talking about Down, that Over the Under album, 2007, is great. And you've just reminded me now that Superjoint album's great as well. So I'm going to go back to that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
check out some Down. I never listened to an album.
Oh,
Superjoint was good.
His Majesty the Desert, right, which is the trippiest sort of just weirdest, and this is like almost right at the end of the album, like little sort of like intro song, even though it's not an intro because it's like nine songs in, into Pyramid with that down out down down. It is still one of my favorite bits of a song fading into another song. It just makes me, I was literally punching the steering wheel in the car. I was like, fuck, this is so good, man. Oh, I just want to wreck everything. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes, I've not listened to any.
No, but Down at all. You've never listened to Down. You must have heard a couple of songs, I'm sure.
I'm sure you've heard them.
Like Stone the Crow and stuff, yeah. You've seen them, but you haven't heard any songs. What, did you have fucking ear defenders on or something?
Well, I mean, no, I saw my download. They played the main stage, like, oh, it was back in, it was early, like 2006, 2007, I think. We probably talked about them recently.
Yeah, we probably did, actually.
I saw them on the main stage, but I wasn't really into them. That was a long time before I was into Pantera as well.
Oh, okay.
So like, I didn't really get it. I didn't understand even who he was at the time. It's just like, there's a guy. He was in another band, apparently.
Who's this guy? Good. Yeah. who were good? Well, you finally get your chance to see Schmantera this year. It's not the real Pantera, but it's as close as you're ever going to get. Schmantera. So I'm excited. Like, I know it's not Pantera, but it also is Pantera. So, hey, you know,
yeah,
get what you can get in it. There you go.
You can't win. Well, people can't win. If you're, I mean, it's the same singer. A lot of people would say the singer is the one person you can't replace. I know it's Pantera and it's different. It's Dimebag Darrell or whatever. But like, you've got the singer there. But if it was like Pantera without...
Phil, yeah, I get you. Would that be worse if it was all the other musicians, but it wasn't Phil? Yeah, I get you. True. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. They look and sound fantastic at the moment. So I think we're actually seeing them at a really good time. Because I think that even if we would have got, if Dimebag had never, if that incident never had happened, even if they got together in like the mid-2000s, you probably would have got fucked off his nut, drunk to fuck Phil Anselmo, not singing a note correctly, compared to the Phil Anselmo we got now, who's actually quite good again. So, not saying I'm glad that Dimebag died, but I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, that's not what I meant by that. But what I meant was, we're definitely getting the best version of Phil that we definitely wouldn't have got in the 2000s because he would have been pissed off of his nut. So, yeah. One of the albums, you know, one of the reasons why they broke up, because they were also fucking destructive and, you know, mashed off their tits all the time. So,
I think, it might have been Dimebag who could, like, I've heard, could just drink anyone under the table. He just drink and drink and drink. Like,
I tell you what, 20, you have to watch. There's like three, I think there's three Pantera home videos, right? They're great, full of beer and tits. But you can't get them. You get them censored on YouTube. But there are three. Right. I can't remember which one's the best. But me and Leedy used to watch them all the time. The insane, just insane, just living that in the 90s, being a band, just being able to do what literally whatever you wanted and be hammered the entire time. I mean, it takes that you're told it on you, but it looked like it was literally the best time ever. It's not like that anymore. Like the days of sex, drugs and rock and roll were long dead. Long dead.
I remember hearing probably back when I was in college, but I think it was the guitarist of Him. He had perfected the art of being able to down a bottle of vodka and then drive into the city to go party before it hit him. So he drove in he was still sober because it hadn't hit him yet.
Jesus Christ.
I tell people that all the time.
That's insane.
You get stuck in traffic, do you?
Yeah, whoa! All of a sudden you're instantly drunk. Like, fucking hell. Good stuff. Anyway, sorry.
We were going to move on. I don't think we need to. I think we've got enough in this episode. I don't really want to move it on because that could make this episode like really long when I wanted to keep it short.
Can I just mention the one thing that we said before we started recording that I hate? This is good because you probably won't remember now.
I don't remember.
I hate One of my pet hates for bands is when bands wear their own merch.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was going to say, like, we're both massive Maiden fans, and Maiden are one of the worst bands for it. They always wear their own t-shirts. So, yeah, I can't stand bands that wear their own merch. It's so, like, come on, you're in the band.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing the t-shirt of the band that you're in? It makes no sense to me. It never has.
I've never understood that. Unless, I mean, if I was an artist and I like drew a really cool design for a t-shirt, and I think maybe I'd want to wear it then because I'd be like proud of the design that I'd made.
Yeah, maybe. I suppose that's okay though, because that's different, I guess. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just like, yeah, I can't stand bands that wear their own merch. I don't know why. It's not. Talk about first world problems, but yeah, fans that wear their own merch, I don't like it. Stop doing it.
Yeah. Do you know, there's a band with an album coming out this year, well, within the next week or two, who haven't released an album since 2006 that I'm looking forward to. What's it called? It's called Mantras, and there's a word in there that should give you a clue. A word within
a word.
I'm
not getting it, dude. My brain's stopped functioning.
So it is Alien Ant Farm has a new album out.
Oh, okay.
In the name, they always do anthology.
Do they have a new album coming out? I did not know this was a thing.
Yeah.
Have they released any singles?
Yeah, one. I think it sounds all right as well.
Yeah. I'll have to listen to it. Oh, I mean, I haven't listened to anything since that anthology album. So. I'm going to be way out of touch if they've released anything sort of even after that. I probably heard a couple of tracks, but nothing that sunk into the, you know, the brain probably. Nah. So
I went back and listened. I think I own definitely the first two, maybe not the third one. I know I definitely listened to it at the time. But I thought, yeah, I want to go back. I wasn't sure whether they were one of these bands who just sort of did lots of stuff in the background that never really took off and nobody heard about. And then all of a sudden they got an album out that everyone's talking about. But no, they didn't. They haven't released anything since 2006.
Shit, that's a long time ago, man. 2006, really? Fuck.
And I think they have still been playing, like playing festivals and everything.
They played Download in 2016.
I missed that. Probably the weather. But yeah, I've never seen them.
Yeah, they got a single out called Fade. And it is literally the last thing they've released since, 2006, Up in the Attic. No idea.
Yeah, I listened to that the other day.
Missed that
I thought,
one.
Was this the kind of band, you know, were they albums that were just completely overshadowed by Smooth Criminal and Movies and still, and they had a couple more singles from that album, didn't they? And so, like, were they actually good albums, but nobody knew or nobody cared because they weren't as good? But no, it was pretty crap. I listened to it. It's not a very good album. The second one had a couple of good songs on it. Glow, I've always liked.
Yeah, Glow. I remember Glow. I remember These Days.
These Days.
Had a couple of good songs in it, actually. I can't say I've listened to anything else off the album, but I remember those being like, you know, at the time I was like, yeah, they're still, you know, they're a good band. They just disappeared off the face of the earth for some reason. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to their new album. Definitely.
Yeah, I'll give it a listen.
I think that's about it.
Do I have anything else? Just quickly. We'll go really quickly through this because we don't want this to be a long episode. I saw Dune 2 and it was absolutely phenomenal. I literally wanted to cry because my sci-fi brain was being fed so much greatness. I could have cried or had a wank. I'm not sure which one I would have gone to. That's how excited I was by Dune 2. Just on movies, me and Vicky have been going through the Final Destination films.
Have you?
We just watched 4 with the 3D glasses on.
Did you?
Day before yesterday. That was pretty amazing.
Does it work on
a
normal TV? It must be.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that was pretty wild. We've just got Final Destination 5, which I think is the last one that they made to watch, which is quite recent. That one's like 2011-ish.
Yeah, there was a more recent one.
I think
there's 6. Because
there is 6.
Of how it ends, and I was annoyed. Even though I never, ever would have got around to watching them all.
Well, I mean, 1 was, like, incredible. I was like, I forgot how good that film was. 2 was awesome as well. 3 was, okay, and I quite enjoyed 4. So they have gone down a little bit, but not to like, when someone dies in a certain way, I'm still clapping or just laughing, completely laughing my ass off. So they've all been like thoroughly entertaining. I just think that the first two were the best movies where you cared about the characters. The other ones are a bit, you don't really care for the characters so much, but the deaths are still pretty awesome. But I've heard that Final Destination 5 was one of the best. So I'm looking forward to the next one. It's one of the highest rated on IMDb anyway. People say there's quite a return to form for that one. Yeah. So
that might be half and then I could be wrong.
I'll check that out. But yeah.
Yeah. Like you're saying, other film franchises like, I don't know, Freddy Krueger and Nightmare on Elm Street, like just get so bad as you go through them, don't they?
I feel like the Nightmare on Elm Streets get really good, really bad, and then really good again.
Oh, okay. I suppose there were some more recent ones.
You get to like, Wes Craven's New Nightmare, Freddy vs. Jason, which is so bad, it's incredible. I feel like they go, quite up to the heights that the first two were. But actually, that's a good point. We're doing that next. So we've watched the first one, but let's just say since I took a trip to Mr. Chid's house, I have now acquired the rest of the collection.
Nice.
Because I was definitely missing a few that he was had doubles of that he was lucky enough to give to me. So now I have my complete collection of Nightmare on Elm Street stuff. So we're going to go through that next and see what Vicky thinks. Because she's never watched any of this, she's never watched horror films. So when I'm showing her these old school horror movies and like B movies and like old science fiction films, it's really interesting to see what she makes of them because she has no nostalgia factor attached to these movies. So sometimes I show her something that's got a nostalgia factor and she's like, that was crap. And I'm like, ah. Oh. And then I show her something that I don't think she's going to like and she actually ends up really enjoying. So it is quite interesting to use her as a sort of test subject for these old horror movies. So yeah, very good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Monty Python's Holy Grail is definitely not a nostalgia thing for me because I was playing some of that just on YouTube, just little clips to Soren. It was last night, I think it was. I think I've said he normally has a song before bed and I was on my phone like, all right, yeah, but you need to watch this Knights Who Say Knee video first. And then that'll end and I was like, do you know what? You need to see this Frenchman at the top of a castle first. And I showed him about five clips and he was pissing himself for all of them.
Oh, so good. No. Some stuff is timeless. Some stuff is timeless. You can't deny it.
Yeah, he loves the Bridge of Death as well. As soon as someone just fly off in the air, he's like he's laughing his ass off.
Fun for all ages.
Yeah. Yeah, I said to him, we'll have you watching this soon.
Oh, there's nothing. Yeah, I wouldn't say there's anything.
There's some swearing in it, which we don't want him to.
Yeah, there's some swearing, but there's nothing like really, right, where if they saw it, he'd be like mortified by it or anything. There's nothing really bad in it. No, I don't think so, that I can remember.
No. Oh, so good. Yeah. I forgot how good it was.
I need a rewatch soon, I think. It's been a while.
My parents went away for a couple of weeks back when I was in school and I couldn't go because of the exams. So Jacob stayed at my house and I think we watched that like every single day for the 2 weeks that they were gone. Every single day.
We decorated the bathroom and I put loads of like small black frames everywhere. I think I told you ages ago that I was going to do that. So we'd done that. And in that collage of black frames, like years ago, I want to say pretty much when DVDs weren't out too long, I think it was like 2000. Actually, I might have got it in CX when I worked there in 2005. I just acquired loads of DVDs because I worked for CEX and I got a special edition Monty Python, the Holy Grail DVD box set that had all these postcards and stuff with it. Yeah, and it's it's got a thing with that little bit of film in it. And I've put that in a frame and I put a bit of white card behind it so you could see the frame. And I was like, Adam's going to appreciate that there's something Holy Grail in my bathroom of stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. I've got that one. I've got the Life of Brian one as well.
Oh, amazing. Nice. Yeah. I'm pretty sure when I was working in CEX, someone traded it in and I went, that's the good thing when you worked in CEX is you got first dibs of the DVDs before.
Yeah.
I'd be annoyed if I'd done all the DVDs and then one of the other guys put them out without me looking at the DVDs first because there might be something that they want. So you always got first dibs when you work there because if you were a movie nerd, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's coming my way. That ain't even reaching the shelves before I get first pick. So that was a good find, I think.
Yeah, I think that's how I acquired a lot of mine, working, it wasn't CX, but it was a game shop. But something similar the other way around, I mean, I've got loads of music DVDs as well, which I don't think I've ever watched many of them. I've got like Halloween ones, I've got Iron Maiden ones, I've got an Offspring DVD.
What the hell?
I'll have to take a picture of them, actually. I might go up in the attic after this, because I'm curious.
Yeah, I'd like to have a look at some of those.
But the other way around, somebody bought a Metallica S&M DVD, and it didn't have one of the discs with it. So I was like, you know what? I'll give you my disc then. I'll get the next one that comes in. And then never had another one come in. So I've only got disc. I've only got one disc of the S&M, I think. I don't know. I've never watched it anyway.
Oh, it's one of the greatest concerts of all time, I would say. It's definitely one of the best things Metallica have ever done, I think.
Yeah. What time is it? Half past 10.
It's like, it's fucking great, man. Oh. And they've done No Leaf Clover, which is, in my opinion, one of the best Metallica songs that they wrote. And then the next album they come out with was the biggest pile of dog shit ever. Hashtag justice for Jason Newsted, eh?
Yeah.
That's what we all should be hashtagging everything with. Hashtag justice for Jason.
Justice for Jason, okay.
Because after he left, it went downhill for a while.
Yeah, I didn't know really anything about his story until 6 months ago, something like that.
You never watched Some Kind of Monster?
No.
Never? You went, oh man, no. Like as soon as that came out, I was like, I need to see this shit. This is crazy what's fucking happened. Have you watched that documentary since?
Nope. So I am pretty rubbish on.
I just knocked Vicky's camera off.
Make you so angry, you're destroying stuff. you've told me to watch that loads of times.
I have.
Yeah,
I think it's still on Netflix as well. So
yeah. So I always think I should watch more music stuff, but whenever like if it's late at night, Kelly's doing something, and I've got the TV. I always go to gaming things instead of music. And like when I do watch music stuff, I am interested and I really like it, but I'm never in the mood to put it on. I know once it's on, I'll enjoy it. And I know like I would take so much more in and I would be interested and intrigued by it.
But I think Some Kind of Monster is different because like it's like watching a fucking drama because like so much shit happens. Like, you know, the band breaks up, he leaves. Then all this shit happens where they're all arguing. Then they go into the album to record, and then James Hetfield goes mental. They all get pissed off. He leaves, comes back. Then they try and make St. Anger. Then they have to get a new bassist. It's literally like watching fucking Coronation Street, but it's Metallica. Yeah. it's very it's not a normal music documentary. It's like it actually has moments in it where you're like, holy fuck, this is like I'm glued to this. Because it's like watching a live drama happen before my eyes. So, yeah, I do think it's a lot more than just a documentary, but it is also a very good documentary that you should definitely watch at least once.
I know I'd enjoy it, but like I said, I just always want to watch. So it's not like people playing games, but I mean, was it last night? I watched a video on the history of speedrunning, getting over it. You remember when that came out with the guy with the hammer and the cauldron and he was going...
Oh, yeah.
And I just, I watched speedrunning videos or...
what a saddo.
I know, right? But they're really interesting. All I want to do is sit down and watch them. And I know I should want to watch more music stuff because like I said, I'd enjoy it when I'm watching it and I'd take it more in and I'd be able to talk about more on the podcast. But I just don't... Don't have
that's
it.
That's fine. Some people have comfort stuff that they like to put on that suits them. That's fine.
That is, that's probably the best way to put it, actually. That's my comfort stuff.
I do that, dude. Like, other weekends.
I wish music stuff was my comfort stuff.
Do you know what I do? This is every Saturday, right? I'll get out of bed. I'll go downstairs. I'll put a kettle on. I'll make whatever I'm eating. So if it's toast or, you know, oats or whatever, I'll put on YouTube, right? So this will be Sunday. I'll watch all the football highlights from Saturday, right? Yeah. Then I will stick on comfort stuff on YouTube like that. I'll watch, someone reviews the James Bond movies or someone's doing, you know, like you. I put on, like, my stuff's all about films or music normally, but it's just like that. They are just like random people's videos about shit that you're interested in. And I literally like to sit there and just, this is great. I'm just here now. Fantastic. So I get it. Yeah. So I was only joking. Like, I probably watch stuff that's way more sad than some of the stuff that you've ever watched. So don't worry about it.
Cool.
I wasn't dissing you.
I do like space stuff, though, still. Did you notice that I was actually in the chat for the...
Yeah, I did. Oh, you did? Yeah, I did.
Just that when you read my name, because it wasn't the download thing, it was my other YouTube
channel. Your other name.
Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, you just read that, but he's like, you didn't register what you were actually saying, so...
I knew who it was.
Okay, cool. I thought you probably would have, but like, is it the way you said, men podcasting badly skets says, and I was like, you know, that's me, right?
No, I was just reading it out so everyone knew who was saying it. I was
right.
Also, I was quite drunk as well.
Oh yeah, so no, it's fine.
Please bear that in mind. I was definitely rather wasted as well. So yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple of things I said that Chids just completely missed, and I was like, for fuck's sake. That's why I said the thing about the comments rising slower than the sun. He didn't see that. And then you came back and was like, look at that.
Oh, it was good. I did like that a lot. That was good. I've never done, you know, we've done a couple of live things, but nothing like that before. So, yeah. I'm thinking I might do some live stuff on the YouTube now as well, because I had so much fun. So yeah. I might do a couple of, if I'm not going to do like a video in the week, I might save everything and just do like a live stream instead. And then release it as a video later on. I can't remember. I think I might have said to you earlier on, you're going to listen to like loads of albums randomly.
Yeah, yeah,
or like,
yeah.
I'm just going to go, right, I'm going to listen to 3 Metallica albums now, live. And then I was going to kind of cut it up for the bits when I was saying stuff, so I didn't have any, you know, music playing in the background or whatever. Yeah. And then do that as a YouTube video. But yeah.
Awesome. yeah, awesome. All right, so speaking of YouTube as well, actually, I am recording the video for this again as well. I have put the last 2 episodes on YouTube, but I don't think I will be able to for this one. It was a lot of work that took a lot of time that I don't really have. So I apologize if you've sort of caught on to us from YouTube and you're enjoying watching it. But I think you'll only be able to get audio from now on, I'm afraid. But when we can make enough money to pay somebody to do it, but.
Yeah, we do that. We will get someone to edit actual video.
Yes, but you're paying a lot of money. My neighbor talking to me about doing some videos, and I thought, I wonder how much it costs. And it was something like 350 quid for a 10-minute video. Editors are expensive.
Yeah, maybe we won't be doing that.
Yeah. But hope you stick around. We may not have got any new people from putting them on YouTube, but hopefully we did, and hopefully you enjoyed it, and hopefully you stick around. But yeah, I won't be able to put the video parts on YouTube anymore, I don't think. I don't know, I might try. I might miss it, because I did really enjoy doing the editing and putting it up, but it's a lot of work, a lot of time.
It is.
Yeah. But, well, speaking of YouTube, do you want to tell people what you're doing on yours at the moment?
Yes. The next video that should be out as you guys are listening to this will be my vlog of me going to North Wales to see my very good friend Ben, aka Chids Vids. So that will be out now. So check that out. Be good.
Yeah, awesome. I remember you sort of confirmed it when you were actually live. But when you said about it, I thought, oh, I wonder if you're going to vlog the whole thing as well while you're there. That'd be cool to see.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I haven't looked back on what footage I've got, but hopefully I've got some footage. So, yeah, but it was a great time. So hopefully I can portray that to you all in the video.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I haven't made it yet. That's a Tomorrow Simon job.
Tomorrow Simon. One thing I forgot to say, he let you watch the 2010 vlog that no one else will ever see.
He did. And I must say, it was excellent.
Was it? You bastard. I thought you were going to
say,
it was shite. There's a good reason why you shouldn't.
No, I watched, I don't know how much I want to give away, if Ben wants me to say, but I did watch the 2009 vlog that he'd done. That wasn't really a vlog.
Okay.
That was more of a, not. I don't think that would do very well on YouTube. It might, because it might just have a good nostalgia value, but it was literally just him and his mates fucking around.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's what TPD have made a whole career out of doing, so it might do well. But the 2010 one was more of what you kind of would have expected from Chids. you know, not the same, obviously, with the same stuff, but, you know, he's done little editing bits and sort of the stuff that he does now, but it's like an old school version of it.
Yeah.
So I have been trying to convince him. I can't say why, but there's a reason why he can't release this video. I have been trying to get him to cut around this reason, which is very easy. You'll probably only lose about 5 minutes of footage, but for some reason, he's still not up for putting it up. So I will continue to chip away at him as much as I can.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can get all you guys to see. But I guess that's one of the privileges of being friends with the great man himself, is you get to see his side projects that no one else sees. So I know he's got a load of other shit that he wants me to watch as well. So
really?
I think he's gonna come to me next time, and I think I'm gonna get him to bring some other random shit that he's got. So
that's
cool. Should be quite fun.
That is cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see it too now.
Oh, come that's here good. Next time and you can be part of the screening. Do you know what I mean?
But I ain't being your videoer.
Yes, you are. Yeah, that's why I want you to come. You're going to be the cameraman for the weekend.
Yeah.
You little bitch.
I'm not really that sort of thing. Right, we should probably wrap it up there. We should say a massive thank you to our Patreons. Absolute massive legends you are. We sent them our logo at the beginning of this. A couple of them have commented saying it really looks really cool. It does look really cool. I can't stop looking at it, and I can't wait to get some merch out. But for the time being, we can't. Well, we don't. For the time being, we don't want to. We want to let the Patreons have the privilege of seeing it first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, otherwise, we do have to say a massive thank you to them. And we did. I did put a post out earlier to them as well, saying, change your names again to try and make Simon laugh. So let me find it. Dogtooth Stage. So, the Dogtooth Stage Patreons are as follows. Matthew, Drew Peacock. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Took me a few seconds. Ben Ciccone, I'm Simon Bond and I hate TikTok. Christopher Hambridge, George Butler, Dean Delicado, Dan Jacobs Cross, Ben Chid's Hairy Nips.
Yes. Second, that's his second YouTube channel, isn't it? Chid's Nips.
Chid's Nips. Chid's Nips. I had me in stitches when I heard that the other day. And Andy Copping's Perfumed Jockstrap. Perfect. That one. Awesome. I like that one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate the laugh.
And that was Andy Copping, who is a Patreon. He put his own jockstrap in the joke. Thank you, Andy, for supporting.
Thanks, Andy. Us. Cheers, mate.
Really, really appreciate
it. Appreciate it.
Buy some merch off of us. We bought loads of your merch.
This is true. You pay the favour, bitch.
We could do a hat, an Andy Copping hat.
Oh,
as
my
merch.
God, send it to him. Get him to wear it. Yeah, I'll wear this.
Or get loads of them and just sort of fling them like Andy Copping's head hoopla. See if you can get it on his head first. Anyway,
I'm
right.
Up for this.
I'm up for this. Thank you, all you massive legends, for supporting us over the last year. I can't believe it's been a year since we started it, but over the last year, we're finally there. We've got the ball rolling. We're going to get some stuff to you. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your support. If anybody else wants to join the Patreon, keep an eye on it. You can find the link tree in the episode description. The link to Patreon is in there. I know I said we're going to be changing it up a little bit. I don't know quite when we're going to be changing it. So keep an eye on it. See what you can get for whatever tier you are willing to join up for. I don't know what the right word is there. But yes, it's time for us to go now. This has been a long episode. We were planning on talking about games. Well, I was going to talk about games we've been playing, TV, films. Everything.
But
we got sidetracked.
This went better. It went better than I thought it was going to, because I thought we were getting, well, I mean, I don't know why I thought we were going to get stuck, but it's been a while since it's just been me and you with an episode. So I was like, not that we'd ever not have stuff to say to each other, but I didn't expect us to like just go so long and be like, oh, we could just talk for another like 4 hours because we've got so much shit to say to each other.
Yeah.
It's all like pent up, all this like weird stuff that we want to say to each other.
Yeah. We did kind of get stuck. We got stuck on music and we never moved on, and it was great stuff. And I can, it was amazing. Yeah. I can't believe that was the whole point of this podcast in the first place, just talk about music. And
true.
And it feels good that we still had so much to say to each other. And
so we've done what we originally said we were going to do. Is that what you're saying?
No. It's been
no,
good.
We haven't.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. we need to put this out. You need to finish up. I don't know. Just okay. That fucking word.
Okay. Let's do it. Go, go, go.
Right. I've done everything. I've done a Patreon. I've done the you can all find right. our shit. I've done your YouTube.
Yeah, okay. So, bye bye and then. Right, bye-bye. Get out of here.
Bye bye.
Had enough of you.
You heard me. Go on. Get lost.
Get out of here.
Why are you still here?
It's not Ferris Bueller. The movie's finished. What are you still doing here?